みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome to Lesson 5 of the new JLPT N3 Prep Course. I'm Jessie, and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。Hi everyone, Naomi here. 前回は文法と読解の問題1を勉強しましたね。
In the last lesson, you learned what question 1 of the grammar and reading comprehension section was like.
このレッスンでは問題2を紹介します。
And in this lesson, we'll cover question 2 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
問題2では単語の順番を変えて正しい文章を作ります。
In question 2, you're supposed to make a correct sentence by changing the order of the given words. So in this section, you're tested on how well you can put together words given at random to create a sentence that makes sense.
このような問題は5個あります。
There will be 5 of this type of question on the test. Here, you're being tested on whether you can construct a grammatically correct sentence in Japanese. So if you have down the different types of function words and particles and how they attach to nouns, verbs, and adjectives,You will be even quicker in finding the correct answer. To put it another way, you have to know the correct sentence structures to get the right answer. So if you don't know them, don't spend too much time trying to work them out. Instead, it might be worth it to go ahead and devote more time on the reading section instead.
いいアドバイスだと思います。
Now, at this point in the lesson, we usually read the instructions and the sample questions here. But for 問題2, it's a bit hard to do it using only audio.
そうですね。So, instead, in this lesson,We'll focus on reviewing phrases that contain certain words.
All right, what are we going to look at first?
Phrases containing the word koto.
Koto refers to a thing that is intangible. It can be used to turn verbs, adjectives, or even entire sentences into a noun phrase.
I'm sure most listeners are already familiar with ta koto ga aru, as in 聞いたことがある.
I've heard of it.
見たことがある.
I've seen it before.
And, ことができる as in, 100円で映画を見ることができる
You can see a movie for 100 yen.
In this lesson, we'll introduce koto phrases, which often appear in JLPT.
いいですね。What's first?
A verb in the dictionary form plus koto, or nai form of a verb plus koto.
This basically means do verb or do not do verb. Can we hear some examples?
じゃあこれは図書館のルールです。Here are some rules at 図書館。
Library.
一週間以内に本を返すこと。
Return the book within a week.
大きい声で話さないこと。
Do not speak loudly.
図書館の中では食べ物を食べないこと。
Do not eat inside the library.
さっちゃんさち、ことはルールを説明するときによく使いますね。
Right, these forms are often used to talk about rules. Now, using koto like this creates a really, how should we say, katai expression.
Katai, katai.
They sound very formal and rigid. Now, this is interesting. If you add the copula da after koto, the meaning changes.
Oh, そうですね. That's right. A verb in the dictionary form plus koto da, or nai form of a verb plus koto da means you'd better.It's almost same as ことが大事だ。
Right, you would use it when giving advice, like this is what you'd better do. Can we hear an example of that?
はい。JLPT の一級に合格したいの?それなら、たくさん単語を覚えることだ。
You want to pass JLPT level 1? In that case, you'd better memorize a lot of vocabulary words. This is very true.
そうですね。Of course, だ can be replaced with です。合格したいなら、たくさん単語を覚えることです。I'd like to introduce one more こと expression, which is ないフォーム plus こともない。
ないこともない。It's actually a double negative.
Mm.
It means it's not that I don't such and such, or there is a chance that such and such.
Here's a sample sentence. お酒が飲めないこともない。
It's not that I can't drink, which really means I can drink.
そうそうそう。Right? Right. 飲めない。
Can't drink.
こと。
Thing.
ない。
Doesn't exist. So again, it's a double negative. Even in English, we can use a double negative to express this. It's not that I don't blank.
こともない can follow adjectives too. For example, おいしくないこともない。
It's not that it's not tasty, which really means it is tasty, right?
そうそうそう。
And here's a sample conversation. ナオミさん、今夜暇ですか？
暇じゃないこともないけど、何？
暇じゃないこともない。It's not that I'm not free. So technically, she's saying that she's free.
そうです。
So now I'll ask, 今夜飲みに行きませんか？
どうしようかな。飲みに行けないこともないけど、明日早いんだよね。
飲みに行けないこともないけど、It's not that I can't go out for a drink. So she's saying that she could go out, but she needs to get up early.
そうそうそう。Okay, now let's move on to phrases that use the word mono.
Mono also means thing, like koto, but it refers to tangible things.
そうですね、right. Like the mono in 食べ物.
Things to eat or food.
飲み物.
Things to drink or beverage. However, when mono becomes part of an expression, it doesn't really refer to an actual object here.
The first mono expression is ta form plus mono da.
昔は何々だった or used to such and such. This is used to talk about something you used to do or the way something used to be.
そうですね。例えば、for example, 学生の時たくさん本を読んだものだ。
I used to read a lot when I was a student.
この文章の意味は、昔は本をたくさん読んだ。でも、今は読まないということですね。
Right. So this sentence is implying that 今はあんまり読んでいない。I don't read much recently. So that was the ta form, or the past form, plus mono da, right?
Mm.
If you change the ta form to the dictionary form, though, the meaning completely changes.
Ah, いいポイントですね。Great point. A verb in the dictionary form plus mono da means するのが当然だ, or to do verb is a given or common sense.
This phrase is used to express something that is a given, or something that everybody knows.If you change the final mono da to mono ではない, it is used to express something that should not be done.
Right. For example, 人に優しくするものです.
Literally, to be nice to people is a given. So what it's really saying is that you have to be nice to people.
How about this one? 嘘をつくものではない.
This literally means you should not lie. Don't tell a lie.
でもやっぱり硬い感じはしますね.
そうですね。Okay, so we've just covered some phrases that use koto and mono, two words that basically mean thing, but are used in a lot of expressions. As always, there are lots more in the PDF.
はい、たくさんあります。More grammar structures that use koto and mono, wake and bakari.
I counted them all, and there were actually 26 that we explained in the notes.
Oh, 26 もあるの?
Right. So please make sure you review them for the test.
お願いします。
Well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.Join us next time for more JLPT fun.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now. See you in the next lesson!